Well, hello everybody here on YouTube and my podcast. I want to welcome you. I'm going to go Facebook Live in about a half hour or so. But I want to read this account here in Genesis. I'll read it out of two translations and then we'll talk about it a little bit. Okay, I'm going to read out of the New American Standard first. Okay, and put some context into this. He says, but God remembered Noah and all the beasts. Let me go back. In chapter 7, verse 6. Now, Noah was 600 years old when the flood came upon the earth. And Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives entered the ark before because of the water of the flood, of the clean animals and animals that were not clean, and the birds and everything that creeps on the ground. And there went into the ark Noah by twos, male and female, as God had commanded. And it came about after 7 days that the water of the flood came up out of the earth. And in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, on the same day, all the fountains of the great burst open, and the floodgates of the sky were opened. And the rain fell upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. On the very same day, Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wives and the three wives of his sons with them entered the ark. And they and every beast after its kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and will jump down. They all enter this ark. And those that entered, male and female of all flesh, entered as God had commanded him, and the Lord had closed the door behind him. And then when the flood came for 40 days, the waters increased and lifted up the ark so that it rose above the earth. And the water prevailed and increased greatly upon the earth. These are important things that we're going to discuss. He says that the water prevailed more and more upon the earth so that all the high mountains and everywhere under the mountains were covered. And the water prevailed 15 cubits higher and all the mountains were covered. All flesh that moved upon the earth perished, birds and cattle and beasts and every swarming thing that swarms upon the earth and all mankind, of all that was on the dry land, all whose nostrils was the breath of the spirit of life, died. And God blotted out every living thing on the face of the earth, and only Noah was left together with those that were with him in the ark. And the water prevailed upon the earth 150 days. And then we go on, and then the Lord remembered Noah in chapter 8, and all the beasts of the cattle that were with him in the ark caused the wind to pass over the earth, and the water subsided. And also the fountains of the deep and the floodgates of the sky were closed, and rain from the sky was restrained. And water receded steadily from the earth, and at the end of 150 days the water decreased. In the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, the ark rested upon the mountains of Ararat. So now the water's going down, okay? And then the waters continued to decrease steadily. On the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains became visible. And then it came at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark and he sent them out. And then it goes on and he says this. Now it came about in the 601st year of Noah's life, in the first month, and on the first of the month, the water dried up. And then Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the surface of the ground was dried up. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dry. Okay? And then he kicks him out. God kicks him out of the ark, says, get out now. And then Noah built an altar before the Lord. Okay, why are we taking so much time with this? And I want to let you know, God puts you in an ark, okay, so to speak. We go through seasons, we go through periods in our life when it's just really, really not exciting. And maybe it was exciting for Noah at the beginning, because understand this, there was no rain at the time. It never rained on the earth prior to this moment, okay? How did God take care of the ground and stuff? Well, there was a mist over the ground. It was like a canopy of a cloud or a mist that watered, you know, that kept everything watered. The sun wasn't able to do its destruction, you know, or I shouldn't say the destruction, but the sun wasn't able to do its thing. Okay, and so Here we are. I'm going to take this off because I forgot to plug it in. Bam. There we go. And so what's happening is that God is puts this flood, and Noah is 600 years old at the time, okay? And then all of a sudden the heavens open up, and this was in the first month, okay, on the 17th day of the month, okay? So in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, and on the 17th day of the month, the same day the fountains opened up, the ground burst open, and the rains came down, okay, from the sky, and it came up from the ground, okay? And then he jumps out, and it says it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Now, it just rained consistently. And I've been to, you know, I used to live in Washington State, and there were times when it would rain, and then it would stop for a little bit, and then it would rain again, and then it would stop, and then it would mist and drizzle, and then, you know, but it never got to a place where the entire world was covered by rain, okay? So then in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, so here we are 5 months later, the ark rested upon the mountains of Ararat. The waters had not been totally receded at this point. It just got down so much that where the ark was, it ended up resting on the mountains of Ararat. And the waters receded quickly. Okay, so we're talking about 5 months later. All right. In this pandemic, we've only been April. Let's see, March 18th, and we're only in. We're still about 4 months into this thing. All right. It hasn't even been as long as Noah was on this ark up until this moment. Okay, until the ground rested. Okay, and then he sends a raven out. And the raven flew around there until the water was dried up from the earth. And then he sent out a dove. You know, he sent out a raven a couple times. And he sent out a raven once. And then the second time he sends out this dove to see if the water was abated from the face of the land. And the dove found no resting place for the sole of her foot. Now, the raven didn't care. Okay? It didn't say that the raven came back. But it says here that the dove was sent out and found no resting place, and it came back. And then she returned to the ark. And then he waited another 7 days, and a dove sent out the dove, and the dove came back, and she was holding an olive leaf. Remember, we talked about that olive leaf in a previous session about meaning peace, okay? So whenever you see peace or hear about peace in the United States anyway, it's always a picture of a dove with an olive leaf in its mouth. And then it was freshly picked also. So Noah knew that the water was abated, and he waited yet another 7 days and sent out the dove, but she didn't return to him again. Now it came about in the 601st year, in the first month, on the first of the month, that the water was dried up from the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark. And in the second month, on the 20th day, so he's out there 13 months. Okay, actually, if you want to be specific, this could very well have been 14 months later, because you know that the cycle of the moon is 28 days. And if you get paid in a business that's every 2 weeks, you actually get 26 checks in a year, which divided by four, you know, comes out, or 26 checks in a year every 2 weeks, it's 52 weeks, and that turns out to be 13 months, 28-day sessions, okay? And so that's what you're dealing with here, is that I believe that, I'm not going to fight it. You know, it could be 13 months, could be 14, doesn't matter. But here he is 14 months later. Now, am I going to say that this situation that we're in, and I'll call it a situation, that the situation that we're in doesn't have anything yet? We're still 10 months out of this situation, okay? You mean to tell us we're going to be, you know, in this place for 10 more months? I don't know. I'm not prophesying that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, this is Noah. He's in this thing. So here is what's happening, all right? In our situation, God has come, and he's given us an opportunity to seek his face and to go after him. He's given us this opportunity. Now, this opportunity looks like something that the devil had sent, and he did The devil brought sickness. There's no sickness in heaven. God doesn't invent sickness. God paid for it to redeem us from the illnesses and the effects of sin. He didn't come to bring it to us. But God gives us an opportunity to draw closer to him in the midst of all of our situations. Now, I gotta tell you, in the midst of all of this, Noah is having this scenario. Now, I've never been on a boat with all the animals of the earth for any length of time. I've never been there. I haven't done it. And so I can't imagine the smell. And especially if they did it in the way that I think they did it, where they had the bottom of the boat, then they had a platform, and they put animals in there with their hay and stuff, and then they had another one for more animals, and they had another one for more animals. I don't know how many levels they had, but it was quite a bit. And then it had all these animals in it, and, you know, the cattle, the sheep, the rabbits, the dogs, everything that are there are pooping, okay, and the and peeing, and the smell had to be atrocious. Can I say that if they were possible, some of them were having babies at the time. And I don't know who had to clean all that stuff up. I mean, you can have a ton of hay in there. It's still going to smell. Horses. I mean, I've been to a barn. It like clears out your sinuses, not for a good reason. Okay? And this is what Noah had to deal with. Your situation may smell awful. It can be full of poop, if I can be so crude. And what's happening is Noah is going ballistic. We're going ballistic. We're all having seasons. We're all having moments where depression comes in. We're having times when discouragements come in. We're having moments when things just suck. Okay? And what you have to do is you have to recognize that you aren't the only person in this. What you're feeling is not just you. There's something in the atmosphere. 2 days ago, I was so depressed. And I was discouraged and I was beaten and I was ready to give it up. And then what happened was, in the midst of that depression, so to speak, yesterday I had some folks, dear loved ones, pray for me. And they called me on the phone and we prayed. And a tremendous time. And then I got like 6 or 7 messages from other people telling me that they're stressed, they're discouraged, they're in pain, they're just messed up. One even messaged me and told me that they were diagnosed with COVID. They said it acts a lot like the flu. Okay? Now this person's only 30, but still. You know, and so you're realizing that what you're experiencing, good or bad, is in the atmosphere. And at this point, a lot of people are stressed, they're discouraged. They just want to see something different. Okay? Sometimes they're stressed because of work. But now God has, you know, this thing has come, and now many people can't work. So now there's a new stress level that happens. A new discouragement. You have to see the whole picture. You can't just rest on one part of the picture. Can you imagine Noah and his family? Noah, his 3 sons, and their wives. 8 people. I don't know how many children. There's no mention of it. How many. But, you know, they're in there. And if they're in there for a year, my guess is that somebody got pregnant. Okay? One of the wives got pregnant. I'm not saying Noah's wife did. I'm saying that one of the children's wives probably did. And I'm like, you gotta recognize it that sometimes, I mean, that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing, but you gotta recognize that sometimes people, it's not the easiest situation that you're gonna face. Noah was in there for 11 months. He says he started he was 600 years old. And on the 17th day of the second month, on the 17th day of the month, the same day, that's when the rain started and destroyed everything that was on the ground. All right? So 40 days and 40 nights it rains, and the waters, the Bible says, kept increasing. So your situation, the discouragement, the suffering, the pain, the stress, the anxiety may increase. your problems may be looking like they're increasing. Okay, it's like a snowball effect. That snowball starts rolling down the mountain. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And you may be out there trying to stop it, but the momentum is keeping it going. And you have to know that there is still momentum. And at some point, it's going to stop. He says that in the seventh month, on the 17th day, the ark rested on the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased steadily until the 10th month. So 3 more months go by on the 10th day of the month. I know it's a week short of 3 more months. On the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains became visible. All right? So he's sitting on Ararat, and he still can't see all the mountains. And then all of a sudden, the mountains become visible 3 months later. All right? And then a couple more months, so that's 10 months. So 2 months later, in the 601st year, in the first month, at the first of the month, the water dried up, and then Noah removed the covering of the ark. And then in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dry. Okay? It's going to take time to go through. But what happens? What do you do when you get through your time? In the second month, okay, he says, God had to tell Noah, get out of the ark. So now he was comfortable in a situation, probably. All right? He's got used to life in this ark. And he says, bring out every living thing of all flesh that is with you, birds and the animal, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth and be fruitful and multiply. Then Noah built an altar before the Lord. He gets out. God says, get out of here. They get out. And then Noah, first thing he does is build an ark. He gets everybody out of the ark, and then he builds an altar before the Lord. And he took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. God didn't even make a thing when he had to do that. He just did it to honor the Lord. And the Lord smelled the soothing aroma, and the Lord said to himself, I will never again curse the ground. And then he puts a rainbow in the clouds later. Okay, but God, you know, you're going to have seasons. You're going to have times of discouragement. You're going to have times of pain. But God is going to be with you the whole time, and he'll take care of you. Nothing happened to Noah on the ark. Nothing's going to destroy you. You know, I know the person that says, what doesn't kill you will make you stronger. Well, it hurts a lot. You know, I remember this, I'll finish with this, but I remember a story of a boxer. He was out boxing, and like the first round, his opponent just beats the living daylights out of him. And he goes back to the corner at the end of the round, and his trainer says, he can't touch you, he can't touch you. You know, he's not getting to you. You're going to make it. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. And the second round, the same thing. Third round, the same thing. Fourth round, he's just getting beat up and beat up. And then he says, oh, he can't do anything to you. He can't hurt you. And the guy says, you know, I don't know what you're looking at, but there might be a third guy in there that's beating the living daylights out of me, and I can't take anymore. You may not feel like you can take anymore, but this is the moment that you must press on and move forward. Okay, so that's all we're going to talk about with this. I just wanted to encourage you today that you're going to make it through this thing, and it's not going to last forever. It's going to stop here pretty soon. The truth is going to come out, and you know, regardless of your opinion, the truth is going to come out, and then we're going to realize that you know God was in charge the whole time. And God is calling us deeper into his presence. This is a time of an opportunity to get your heart closer to the Lord, not to run away from him. This is a time to be encouraged. All right, guys. Well, God bless you. Have a great day. If you're on YouTube, I want you to click the subscribe button. You know, I do have a book that's out. My other books are still in the process of being published. My book right now is called SOS, A 50-Day Journey into the Heart of God. And you can get this book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And, I wrote it. Tom and Sarah is the author. You can go on there. Or if you email me at tomandsarahministries@gmail.com, I can get you a copy of the book. I have 5 left, and they're $10 a piece from me. They're $10.99 on Amazon and Barnes & Noble at the moment. You know, they're at least 10 from me. So if you wanted to give an offering, you can do that as well. Okay, God bless you guys. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you the next time.